Hey, it's Jonathan Potoshnik. The question is, what are some helpful resources for starting my business? And so I would recommend a couple things. So if you're starting in the industry, first thing, go subscribe to all the trade journals. Do a search on the internet for common keywords such as lawn care, trade journals, lawn care magazines, landscape magazines. There's a whole number of really good magazines in this industry. Lawn and Landscape's a great one, but there's a whole number of industry journals. All of them are free. They all make their money by getting subscribers, building up a mailing list, selling that mailing list, and then, of course, all the advertising that's in the magazine. So, fortunately for you, all of the trade journals are free, all of the ones at least that I'm aware of. So, first and foremost, go subscribe to every single trade journal in the industry. Get them, start reading them. Read them. If you can order back issues, order back issues, but really start to understand the business. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to get a lot of insight. You can go to those, to the trade journal websites, and you can a lot of times look at archive articles. Some of them do podcasts on the website where there will be other industry professionals that are talking about how to grow your business, how to deal with employees, how to market, all kinds of stuff. So start there. That'll really get your feet wet. That'll teach you a lot about the industry. I really recommend that as the first step. So now I'm going to make a cautionary note. The trade journals are great. They're not all equal. They're not all equal in terms of the quality of their advice. Just because some guy, you know, built a $700,000 business and was able to get a trade journal to do an article on him doesn't mean he really knows what he's doing. A lot of guys know what they're doing. If you build a $700,000 business, good job. Great. But I'm just saying, with everything you ever learn, take it all with a grain of salt. Everything I tell you, take it with a grain of salt. Experience is what matters. I don't believe in listening to too many people that haven't actually done it. Academic experience and research is only worth so much. So a lot of the guys in the trade journals have done it in terms of the interviews with individuals that have built businesses. So there's value to be had by listening to them, but again, take everything with a grain of salt. Learn from what you can, but also be aware there's always a different perspective. There's always a different way. I've probably said it before. You've probably heard me say it, but one of the big problems is, and I didn't come up with this saying, but all industries are incestuous, meaning that what happens is you get in business and you look at what everybody else is in the industry is doing and you copy what they're doing. Oh, this is how they market. This is the services they offer. This is their pricing. And you copy it because you don't know what else to do. So you think, well, these guys must know what they're doing. They've been in the business 5 or 10 years or whatever the number is. But funny thing is, when they got in the business, they did exactly the same thing. They copied the guy before them. And then they all go to the trade shows and they all go to the trade organizations and they all talk amongst each other and they all copy each other. Now, again, I am not knocking the industry. It's a great industry, and there's some really sharp guys in this business that are running huge companies. So don't take that wrong, but I'm just saying that not all advice is good advice, and this is true of everyone and of every industry. So take what you can from the trade journals, but get outside the industry and learn as much as you can. And that's really my point here. So read the trade journals. You're going to learn a lot. But then read alternative information. So I think one of the very most important things you can learn is marketing. And then after that, I think it's finance. So first, learn how to sell. 95% of businesses fail because they can't get enough sales. So what's that tell you? Well, tells us that really we better be darn good at selling, and we better make that top priority in our company, because if we don't, the odds of our success is virtually nil. 95% of the companies before us haven't made it, and so why should we if we can't get out there and sell? So how do you sell? You can either pound the pavement. You can either go sit at all the community chamber of commerce meetings, which personally doesn't get me too excited, or you can learn how to market, and you can drive prospects to you that are calling your office, drive prospects to you that want you to come meet with them in person, that want proposals, that want lawn audits, that want help and advice. You can do some of the heavy lifting of the selling through marketing, get a warm prospect to you, and then make the sale. That's the best way to sell. That's the easiest way to sell. It's a lot cheaper than having a huge sales force running around, knocking on doors, pounding the pavement. So marketing's the key. So first and foremost, learn how to market. Tons of great marketers. If you want to search on marketing, I'd search on direct response marketing. That'll open up the door to the really good marketers, really good copywriters. Dan Kennedy, go buy his newsletter. It's $40 a month. He's about as good as they get. He's as realistic as they come in terms of small business advice. So I look at Dan Kennedy. I like Jay Abraham, Seth Godin, John Carlton, the book Scientific Advertising. Boy, there's a long list. Gary Halbert newsletters, they're free. Go look those up. I'll put a blog up on the web about some really good resources to look at from the marketing perspective. So I'm focusing on marketing from a direct response marketing viewpoint. So basically, one of the key elements to direct response is that you never send a piece of marketing out into the world without a means to track it and know exactly how it performs. And much of what happens typically is called brand marketing, which basically is something like what Coke does, where it's just image-based marketing. If you look around at most of the marketing, you can perceive and figure that there's no way they could possibly track how many new clients they get. So for instance, when Coke runs a TV commercial, do you really think they know exactly who bought Coke that day because of the Coke commercial? Pretty much impossible. Whereas direct response marketing is more about marketing and being able to measure and track exactly how many sales came from the marketing that you just did, from the marketing campaign you just ran. So that's why I say search on direct response marketers. Those guys are some of the most savvy. They have to be held accountable. Start with Dan Kennedy. There's a whole number of guys to look at, and that'll open up a whole new world for you. So number one, get familiar with marketing. Number two, get familiar with finance. So pick up any books you can on finance. Learn how to read a P&L. Learn how to job cost. Learn how to understand a balance sheet. Learn how to estimate. Estimating is about understanding your overhead cost, recovering that overhead. It's about understanding what, at a job costing level, so at the job level, how much money am I making or losing. It's about understanding your numbers, understanding accounts receivables and payables, the flow of money into your business and out of your business, and how much money you really have. So these are some of the resources that I would look at. I think if you start with trade journals, then you branch into marketing, so you get an alternative to a lot of what you're going to hear in the trade journals, and you branch into finance, you're really going to start to get a good feel for what's going on. Along the lines of finance, if you look in back of some of the trade journals, there's going to be some guys that have come long before us that have built big businesses that had to figure out their numbers, and they've written books on job costing, and they've written books on pricing. These are savvy guys that built multi-million dollar companies and had to figure out how to do it right. And they've since gone on to sell those companies for millions, and they've gone into consulting, and they've written books on how to price. They can really help you get an understanding of your numbers in this industry. So start there, but I'll put some more ideas up on the blog. You can take a look at that, and I'll post some links and some resources that I think will be helpful.